It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, podcast time. Feels good on a Friday, Hunter. Doesn't it feel so good? It feels so good. So stupid. Anyway, welcome to it, folks. The Plan B After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Gilson, hit him up, man. If you need your motorcycle worked on, big or small, hit them up. They're going to get you taken care of. 269-876-0882. Gilson. Anyway.
Yep.
Let's do it. It is time for facts and opinions, as always, here on the Plan B After Show podcast. Going to give you some awesome facts and some stupid opinions, I guess. There you go. Fact number one, opinion number one. McDonald's feeds 68 million people per day. That's just under 1% of the population.
What?
Dude, that's crazy.
68 million people.
Per day. Yeah. Wrap your mind.
Moment of silence.
Yeah.
For God's sakes. What?
Yeah. Let's see. What is the population of...
I had it yesterday.
Okay, so put it in perspective. Chicago's 2.7 million people, okay?
Do it.
That's 34 Chicagos. 34 of them. Yep. That's crazy, dude. That's a mind blow. What a great fact to start on. Or depressing. Is it depressing, too?
Well, it's just, dude, every time you go there, too. Yeah, it's depressing, too. Every time you go there, they got the double line, and it's full, and you're waiting.
Yeah, I don't go to the McDonald's here off of Pipestone. You know, the one that's kind of that one exit? Dude, you can never, it takes forever. It is always, always busy. Nonstop. Yep.
I mean, it's good, dude. It's delightful. You can get a bad sandwich, though. It's hit or miss sometimes.
Yeah. I see. I've dropped my expectations of certain places, and I do. I'll get, you know, chicken nugs. I'll get their spicy chicken. That's always good. Their breakfast is always on point. But again, when you're going to get fast food, you got to know that you're getting fast food. All right. It's when people are like, "Huh, this is not a 5-star meal that I thought I was." What?
Right.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah. You know, so. You're right.
Anyway.
You can't be bitching too much.
I mean, I still will, but not as much. But fact number two, opinion number two. Flights today take longer than they used to. Like a flight from New York to Houston is almost 4 hours now when it was 2.5 hours in 1973.
Damn.
Part of the reason is because airlines now fly slower to save on fuel costs. So in the 70s, what? They were just fucking warp speed? Like, what were they?
They don't care. I'm telling you, they didn't care in the 70s.
Dude.
Cars were just kicking out emissions. Dude, they were just flooring everything, just hauling ass in the 70s.
It's an hour and a half longer, dude. They must have been just fucking cruising. This is your captain speaking. We're on a direct flight to New York. We're going to be fucking just pedal to the metal, folks, so hold on. Just so you know, we are going to be flying recklessly, so I recommend getting your drinks now. God, Jesus Christ.
Hey, look up real quick how fast the Concorde. Type in Concorde. How fast does the Concorde go from New York to L.A.?
How fast does the Concorde jet go?
Yeah, we'll say jet, and then from New York to, I think there will be a factor from New York to
LA. It goes, it can, 13,054. So 1,354 miles an hour.
Dude.
That's nuts.
Hauling.
How quick could the Concorde cord fly to New York? Let's see. On February 7, 1996, BA flew the Concorde from New York to London in an impressive 2 hours, 52 minutes, and 59 seconds. Oh, my God. That's great.
Does that mean more jet lag, though? I mean, time kind of slows down when you're going that fast, dude.
Maybe less jet. Would it be less jet lag? I don't know. Okay, wait. What is it? A Boeing? Is a Boeing what most people fly in?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, Boeing 757, probably.
Does a Boeing Boeing 747. Yeah, there you go.
747. They probably go like 200, right? 200?
614 miles an hour.
That's top speed?
That's top speed.
Or is that cruising speed?
Cruising.
I want to say cruising speed is like 250 or something. Like two. I think we asked this one.
568 miles an hour.
Is it cruising speed?
That's cruising speed. 568 miles an hour. So they had to be going like max speed back in the 70s. Just flooring it, dude.
Hauling it.
Warp speed, you know what, Mr. Zulu.
Hey, you're getting me there faster. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Yeah, let's go back to the 70s where it just didn't matter. You could smoke in the airplanes. The pilots were on cocaine, and it was just great.
I mean, the crash rate had to have been a lot higher, right?
You'd think so. Maybe not, though. You're spending less time in the air, so maybe there was less crashing.
It's just more badasses back then. Oh, just man. Like, you know.
Yeah, these pilots with afros just high on coke and just whipping through the air.
Yeah, you're taking passengers and probably a load of cocaine at the same time. So you know, most of those flights.
God, I love it. Anyway, that was a fun fact.
Times have changed.
They have, man. Fact number three, opinion number three. The first Grammy winner for rap was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. They won Best Rap Performance for Parents Just Don't Understand in 1989. Nice.
Jazzy Jeff. Scratching it up, man.
Good stuff. You know, and what was it? I remember reading somewhere, too, that Will Smith, like, he played some of his early rap stuff for his grandma, and she's like, I don't want you to swear. So that's why he doesn't swear in his rap.
Oh, wow.
Dude, he's a clean rapper, man. Clean rapper.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Dude, he makes some good songs, too. Yeah. You got to give it to him.
Welcome to Miami. Muy bonito. Ami, yami. I don't know.
He rapped the theme song, for God's sakes. Yeah. You know, it started there. Well, it started when he was younger, I guess. But
good stuff. Good stuff. Fact number four. The female shrewish short-tailed possum has the most nipples of any animal. A female can have up to 27 of them on a body that's only 5 inches long. Whoa.
Man, what up, nips? What a lot of nurples, man.
What up, nips? And
what up, nips?
And you got to think about that too. 5 inches long, probably not that wide. So it's crazy.
Yeah, suck on all of them.
Good God, man! What the fuck, dude? What is wrong with you?
Give me those 27. Give me nips. Those.
Just come in. I'm gonna suck on those 27 nips.
How many titty twisters that is? Dude?
Oh, dude,
your hand's gonna hurt more than the nips.
It's like, honey,
27.
I want to get freaky, but I only have two nipple clamps. Like, I don't know what to do with the other 25 of your nipples.
We're gonna have to go down to the. We're gonna have to get the cheap clamps.
Yeah.
Can't be spending all this money. Oh,
this is so fucked up. What are we trying?
What was it? Short-tailed possum.
Yeah, the shrewish short-tailed possum.
Oh yeah.
Hot. I'm gonna look it up.
Slow-mo video that thing running across the field.
Yeah, straight up. Oh, that's a hot running possum. That's a hot, fucking hot, bro.
Running through some sprinklers.
Jesus Christ. All right, that's enough. We've ruined this. I don't even want to do the last fact. That's it. We're too far. We've gone absolutely too far. This is just horrible.
27 nipples flopping around.
Just rock hard nips.
Is it cold out? Jesus. Oh. Look at you.
I worked up a sweat giving you titty twisters. It's terrible.
I got 27 nips. Can you milk me, Fokker?
And you can basically milk anything if it has nipples. Huh. All right. Fact number, for some reason, we'll do the next fact. Fact number five, 2/3 of the people in the world have never seen snow. I love snow.
What?
I do. Yeah, 2/3 of the people.
2/3?
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it is wild. Like, I think, what was it? My niece or something? Was it my niece? In Florida. Like, grew up in Florida, raised in Florida. And when she was like 7 or something, I think they brought her up to Michigan. And like her reaction around snow.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's weird because we take it for granted and you don't really think about it. But like, dude, if you've never seen it, which was different. I think it's different now because of the internet and whatnot. You know, you can, but back, this was back in like early 2000s.
Yeah.
I mean, she was 7. And
probably weren't looking
probably
up
hadn't
snow.
Seen it before.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably weren't looking up snow for any reason.
But. She was like scared at first.
Yeah. What the fuck is that? It's so cold.
It's covering everything. You know, it's that's weird.
Yeah.
Weird to think about. That's why they freak out when it snows there.
It'd be funny. Ah! Somehow.
Crashing cars.
Somehow transfer, like, travel with the snowball to, like, Africa and just whip it at someone. And they're like, what the fuck was that, dude?
Dude, it's like, what was that movie where they find the Coke bottle?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. That's
pretty much what it is.
What is that? That's the gods upstairs must be laughing. Is that basketball movie or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah. The guy. Yeah, we watched it in school.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Did you see that video recently? This is kind of random, but it was in Iran, I think. And they had like a random. It's like they were saying it's one of the most rare videos ever put out because it's like never happened. A hailstorm or something in Iran came through and it was massive. Hmm. And like all the hail dumped out in like one spot into like this trough of this land. And it collected a bunch of sand as it was like dumping out. And so the video is of a guy standing next to this river of sand that's like flowing like a fast moving river. It's wild looking.
No, I haven't seen that. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, he's like standing next to it. It's almost terrifying.
Yeah,
because you're like, what, dude? What? It's sand is moving like what? But it's a bunch of like hail. It's like the most rare video or something they were saying. So
weird.
I just thought of it. Yeah, weird. Kind of weird. Check it out.
All right, cool. Way to go off topic. Anyway, that's gonna do it. That's our five facts. We're so sorry for the nipple talk. That was too much nipple talk about a animal. Yeah. But besides that, thanks for hanging out. We appreciate. Good God. And yeah, we will see next week. So whenever you're listening, if you're listening to this today, next week we'll have some classic podcasts for you, so you can tune in for that. And yeah, we'll see you guys in a week or so. And we'll have some fresh stuff, fresh facts and whatnot. So anyway, here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle. Okay, then.
Well, see you later. Big golf, huh?
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.